Robin, if you had to choose one experience that's been your best from Orange County Fair Summer 2012, what would that be?
Well, that's a tough one. There's so many interesting things that happen here. But I'd have to say this for me has been the year of the animals. I've been here a while, and there's always the rides and the food and everything. But for me this year, my focus has really been on the animals. And it's amazing at the fair this year, it goes back to all the babies that have been born. And it's just watching how quickly these baby animals are up on their feet and doing their thing. And then you see everything from the calf who won't leave his mother's side to the piglets that are thriving on their own and loving the human care, drinking right out of a baby bottle. So I'd say watching all the new life at the fair this year has been the best moment for me.
And finally, what about some of the fine arts demonstrations that are happening? What's going on within the last couple of weekends of the OC Fair?
Well, there's always so many different things that go on in the fair. I think a lot of people miss it. Some people come for the rides. Some people come for the food. But I think people need to take some time to go into some of our exhibit buildings and see all the photography that's on display. A lot of it is for sale. We have culinary competitions and culinary cooking demos going on all day in our exhibit promenade. And all people need to do is go online on our website. We have our daily schedule, or grab one of our daily guides when they're here, and they'll see there's, you know, about 24 events going on all day long. So people need to really explore the fair and find the nooks and crannies and check out the artwork and check out all the different demos that we have, and you'll be surprised how many things are going on. You can't even see it all.
And if you have to watch your budget as we all look forward to those textbook prices this fall, Robin said to be sure and check out the Orange County Fair specials.
We have a lot of promotions, and there's really no reason to ever pay full price to come into the fair. There's some kind of promotion every day.
What about student discounts?
We don't do student discounts. We do discounts for everyone. You know what I mean? Like, it's not for any one specific person, except for the military. They get in free every day.
Excellent. So that's ocfair.com. And where do they find out about the discounts?
On the promotions page. So ocfair.com. Actually, you can do ocfair.com/promotions. Or just go to the promotions page on the website, and there are promotions for everyone. There's free days, there's $2 days, there's ways to take the bus for $3 and then get in for $2, so you're not even paying for parking. So there's a lot of promotions. Oh, and tell your students, too, that they can download our free app.
Yes, the iPhone app.
It's not just iPhone, it's Android, too.
And what does that app do?
It has all of our events that are going on, so it has the full calendar of events so they could see what's going on. It has a food finder, so if you're looking for, let's say, a corn dog, you can kind of punch that in and get there. It has a restrooms and ATMs, but it also has a car finder, so you park, you mark where you parked, and at the end of the day, it'll lead you right back to your car.
That's the feature that I'm going to want to use on this app.
Most people will, because, you know, we have three gates, so sometimes you may forget where exactly you parked.
Robin, thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much for having us.